This is part two of this podcast. What's happening, people? Thank you for listening to the Three Shots Tequila podcast. We hope you enjoy the episode. If you are on Spotify, leave comments, partake in our polls, and tell a friend to tell a friend. If you're also listening on Apple Podcasts or Amazon Music, we appreciate you also. Keep streaming. Just so everyone knows, this podcast drops every Friday. The YouTube drops every Tuesday. With that being said, follow us on the socials and enjoy the episode. Is it recording?
Yeah.
No, I'm blessed.
Oh, yeah, we'll just cut that out.
Because this will get out something.
You know what it looks You know, you're like, woo, jokes, in it? Just fucking with you. Oh, listen, we got bear jokes, in it? I know you're listening, babes. I love you.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser fucking Black.
Back to the documentary there, anyway. So why did you want to make the documentary anyway? In terms of what was the thoughts behind it?
Oh, I think it's important to start from like the beginning. So basically, okay. Netflix run this scheme. So it's called the Netflix Docs Fund. And the idea behind it was like WDM, who's like a PR company, were like, there's not enough diversity behind the lens. They went to Netflix. They were like, this is the idea that we've got. Yeah. Will you fund it? Netflix were like, yeah, great, we'll do it. So last year they ran the scheme and it was 10 people and they all got given up to £40,000. And the theme was, the UK is not boring. I'll tell you a story. So then after that ran and that was successful, they said, okay, we're running it again. But this time it was only 5 people and they'd open the scheme up to the whole of the UK and the whole of Ireland. So the chance of me basically getting it were mad. And my mentor called me and was like, Liv, you're unemployed. Like, why don't you apply? And I was like, not really doing anything. She was like, yeah, but you're unemployed. You might as well just do it. And the theme
is that what she said it to you?
Yeah. She was like, you're unemployed. Like, what have you got to lose?
Friday, you ain't got a job. I'm gonna get you hired.
She's like, what else are you doing? Like, besides waiting for a job? So I said, okay.
With your bum ass.
So I was like, okay, fair enough. Like, I'll apply. And then, yeah, only out of thousands of applicants across the whole of the UK and the whole of Ireland, I was then chosen as one of the 5 to receive £30,000. And the theme this year was connection. So I was basically like online Googling. So I was like, if I'm going to direct something, like I might as well direct something that is like unapologetically Black. So I basically went into the Netflix pitch and in my head, I was like, we're doing an all Black crew. We're doing like everything's Black. And in my head, I was like, I might as well just do it and go ham and they either take it or they don't. And to my surprise, Netflix were like, yeah, do it. Like, we love it. And then, yeah, it was time to basically get to work and find Black crew, which, boy, that was a challenge. Like, we had a mixed race DOP, mixed race editor, mixed race swimming instructor, Black sound guy, Black sound designer, Black poster designer, Black photographer, like everything Black. But to find these people took me weeks.
Yeah, I remember you phoning me, telling me, complaining. Taser, can you post on your Instagram story? Photographer. You know, it's just like, now's the time to talk up, man. I need to see what you do and blah, blah. I even recommended a...
I'm part of a network.
Oh, look.
Yeah,
oh,
Black. Yeah. Why wouldn't we
it's
know?
Fine, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine. Black, man, do your thing, man. I thought he was watching TV. It's fine, like, man.
Brent's come to life now.
Brent, I have the same network for my Blue Movies, Brent.
But you know what it was? It wasn't just finding Black people, because I feel like everyone's like, oh, my boy can film. Like, they've got to be good. And like, some of the people that people were suggesting to me, like, I looked at their CVs and... Yeah, they weren't gonna make me a Netflix film, you know.
Yeah.
And I also, the thing was, I knew that, no shade, like they weren't expecting much. Like, I just knew that we had to provide Black excellence. So for me, it was like, I'm not taking risks on anybody that isn't talented, that hasn't got the backing behind them to make it.
But that's fair,
because you're like, that this is my audition. This is my entry into making other stuff. And if I half-heart this, it's going to bite me in the ass.
Exactly. And I said, like, when I was putting the crew together, I said to the crew, like, this is all of your lot's audition for Netflix. Like, this isn't just me. Like, if every single one of you impress Netflix, they'll go, who shot that or who did that? And they'll ask questions. So, like, everyone needs to care as much as I do because it's a shot for all of us. And I wanted to put the community on. And when I finished making the film, I called Taser and I was like, I've made this film. Like, I'm not really that well known. Like, can I come on the pod and kind of like advertise it? Because I'd made it for the community and I wanted the community to engage. And before he'd even seen it, he was like, yeah, you can come on. And I think it's important to say that because that's the kind of person that Taser is. Like, you don't need to have a blue tick. You don't need to be popular. Like, he'll back it if it's for the community. And then, yeah, 5 months later, this is what people need to realize. People consume content so quickly. So the film is 12 minutes long. However, it took me 5 months to make it.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, where's the sequel? And I'm like,
give me another 6 months, isn't
it? Like, it dropped on Thursday. Like,
yeah.
Can we breathe? But I think also it talks to like streaming platforms. I think a lot of people like criticize streaming platforms saying like, oh, they're charging people so much and they're doing this. But like, when you look at streaming platforms and you compare them to like the mainstream broadcasters like BBC, Channel 4, ITV, like, it's the Netflixes that are providing Black people opportunities. It's the Netflixes that are taking risks. BBC, Channel 4 and ITV, they're not doing that. They would never commission something like this. So for Netflix to support something that's so unapologetically Black, like, you have to rate them. Mm. It's not a ploy. It's not a scheme. They genuinely just said, do it. We trust you. And we'll see what it's saying.
Mm.
Yeah, it would definitely be a lot harder to get this. When I say a lot harder, almost impossible in certain places, and the control as well. Like, literally, like, when you sit in there, it's literally, you know, oh, why don't you do this like this? But at the end of it, I was like, how about you lot make it? You know what I mean? How about you lot do this? You know, you're sitting in the edit and you're like, this is not what we were trying to, you know? And you're like, yeah, we hear you, but we were thinking you could go this way. I was like, but that's not the conversation we had 9 months ago when we said we're doing this. We know, but, you know, the direction we're going in. And you're sitting in there thinking, what the hell?
And that's TV though. I think what people don't realise is like, there's very few Black people in TV and we're all working incredibly hard to give you this content, you know? Mm-hmm. But it's hard. And a lot of the time you've got commissioners being like, we feel like we should do this or we feel like you should do that. And they're effectively like narrating what the Black experience should be. And why I'm grateful for this opportunity is no one told me how I should make this. And I think that's why it's so authentic. And that's why it's so just unapologetically Black. And I think that's why it works.
Why did you, you said the theme was connection. Why did you, how did you couple connection with Swimming?
So effectively it was like, what are, I was Googling like things in the Black community that we've got issues with that I could potentially solve.
Yeah.
And I was connected to swimming because like my parents had always taken me to swimming, like from when I was like a baby, 6 months old. And both my parents could swim because they had like leisure centres like next to their schools. And it was a big, like, I'm from Nottingham originally. So like swimming, we all could swim in knots. Most of us.
Makes sense, man, because I can hear a bit.
The twang.
Yeah, but I didn't know what it was.
Yeah. So East Midlands. So, but when I was speaking to like Londoners, no one could swim. And then there was this statistic I found online that basically said, well, it was 95% when it came out, but it was 95% of Black people in the UK don't swim.
Yeah.
And I was like, nah, that can't be true. Like, it's ridiculous. So I did a bit of research. I found out it changed to 87%. And then I was on Instagram. And I don't think people realise the power of Instagram. Like, I get so many people from Insta. So I'd found Harley Hicks, who was like a mixed race swimming instructor. And I thought, well, in this completely white world, he's managed to train people to get onto the Olympic team. Like, he's clearly epic. So I said, what's the minimum time that we can teach someone to swim? And he said, 12 weeks. And I said, we ain't got the budget. Can we do it in 8?
We ain't got 12 weeks money, my G.
I said, can we do it in 8? And he was like, well, I've never done it in 8 before, but we can try. So I basically like gathered a few people together. I said, do you not want to learn to swim for free? They were all like, yeah. And then, do you know what I mean? Once in a lifetime opportunity. But I think also like as a filmmaker, I didn't want to walk into the swimming space and talk to an issue that a lot of people had already been doing the work on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I didn't want them to feel like, oh, she's just stepping in and thinking like she can do it all just because she's got this fund. So yeah. I made sure like I reached out to like prominent people within the swimming space. Some replied, some didn't. And then I reached out to Soulcap, who makes swimming caps for kind of Afro hair. And I worked with all of these people to make sure that I was doing it justice and doing my bit on the film side, but also making sure that they felt on the swimming side, it was supporting the work that they were doing, you know?
My name is Harley Hicks, and I was a swim coach on the Netflix documentary Blackstroke. Yeah, so I've been a swimming coach for the last 10 years, so I've seen firsthand the underrepresentation we have as a Black community across the swimming world, whether that's at participation level, elite level, Olympic level, even workforce level, the underrepresentation is real. You know, if you go to Team GB and you look at who makes up the Team GB swim team, you'll see that we are underrepresented there. If you go to any swimming pool across the country at any time of the day and you just go to the public gallery and have a look at who's doing lengths and swimming up and down, you'll see that as part of the public swim, you'll see that we are underrepresented there as well. So, you know, it's very, for me, it's very positive that LIV has produced such a powerful documentary to highlight some of the issues that have got us into this situation. And hopefully we can get more Black people learning to swim, alleviating some of the fears, alleviating some of the stereotypes and breaking barriers so that we get people into the pool, learning, and then being able to enjoy the benefits of swimming, because the benefits are far and wide. You know, for me, I love going to swim on the beach, holiday, whatever. Pool party is nice. But on a more serious note, you know, swimming, it's been proven. There's research out there. You can find it. It reduces the chance of strokes. It reduces the chance of heart disease, diabetes. You know, swimming burns more calories than a lot of other sports does. You know, swimming can tone your body in ways that other forms of exercise can't. You know, when you're going swimming, you're using every muscle in your body to move through the water. So, you know, the benefits, there's a list. You know, pregnancy, you can still swim. When you get older and, you know, your joints are not working properly anymore, you can still swim. So for me, it's not just a life skill where you want to learn to swim so you don't drown. It's actually, you want to learn to swim to improve your quality of life, because once you've got it under your belt, you won't go backwards. And, you know, there's a lot to be gained from knowing how to swim.
I think, but I feel like in terms of the Black experience, it's interesting though, because if you speak to a lot of Black people, they went swimming when they were kids. Because like, whether it's primary school, like you went swimming, like you were excited to swim. And I don't know what age, I used to go swimming with my parents as well, my brothers. But then I don't know, there's an age where like, you just don't go swimming no more. It's just not a priority. And because you don't need to be in water, you just forget about it.
I feel like it's more like that in this country than anywhere else.
Maybe the weather as well is cold. There's so many things.
But it's
that
indoor
like,
though.
I know, it's but still like, cold, but man. Still, for me, for example, my mum and dad still took me, so that's different. But I can imagine some parents, I want to go swimming. It's fucking cold, babe.
Like
I'm not going out again. Like, I've come in. And also, sometimes you're tired. It's a journey, whereas football, it's like, you can kick it, kick football outside your house. There's a five-a-side just there. Don't even cost nothing. Whereas
it's
swimming,
it's expensive.
You know what I'm saying?
Also, you're invested in the sport. But like, we don't really watch swimming like that unless it's like a major...
Like Olympics.
Yeah.
Growing up in Zimbabwe, for me, like, every school I went to, so again, I went private school most of my life, but every school I went to, swimming was an important thingy. Like, it's just something I didn't even understand. I'm talking about when I got a little older, boarding school, my senior years, like literally, bro, we'd wake up, I think it was maybe 3 days out of the week before school. I'm talking about it's still dark outside, sun's rising, we're out there doing laps, just literally doing laps, bro. I'm talking about, you know, talking about it's cold. It was cold as fuck. So we'd wake up early, go to swim, then we go to breakfast, then we go to school, essentially.
But you know, the maddest thing is, I think I was saying to, Harley today that if they continued swimming in secondary school, I think it would change that statistic, because most people didn't swim in secondary school.
Yeah.
Well, it's because they cut the funding. So because it's really expensive, because you've got to get people to the pool. And also, I don't think people realise like how expensive pools are to run. So they're not actually a profitable industry.
100%.
So they're few and far between. Leisure centres are getting closed down.
No, I get that, but I'm saying, but you still got primary school kids here. So all you got to do is extend it the same way Richie Sunak is trying to say people got to do maths until A level. They're talking about that. Like, why can't you say to kids you have to do swimming up until... No, but my thing is this, yeah, but there's give this, as you said, it's not a profitable organisation anyway. So you're losing money anyway. Let the kids use it. Like, my thing is this, at the end of the day, yeah, it's a skill that like, you need to learn because those 5 years from school, like you're learning as you're becoming an adult, like you're learning certain things because we only went gym a couple of times, but then it was mainly football, like what, pat ball, like... Bro, there's things that I was never going to do ever again, bro.
Nice group of swimming. Like,
but no, but it's true, though. Like, what am I thinking about it now, bro?
I'm telling you, it's expensive, bro.
Where's the pat ball, bro?
Right, okay, let's think about the cost.
Finish, bro.
Let's think about the cost of it, you know what I mean? So for me, like, I had a private pool, semi-yard or whatever. It would cost me sometimes about 300 quid a month to maintain in terms of cleaning. That's just the cleaning aspect of it. About 150 quid a week. Every 2 weeks.
I'm not saying to the schools to buy their own pool.
No.
The pool's there already. Listen,
can we just
on a Tuesday at 1 p.m. when no one's here, can we just use it?
No, I hear that. But that's what I'm saying. Like, the more it gets used, the more it has to get cleaned. You know what I mean? So all of that stuff. So for my one, because it's not a communal pool, it doesn't have to get cleaned as often. You don't have to use as much chlorine for all of those things. So the more it gets used, the more you have to clean it, the more you have to do this. Lifeguards cost money. You know what I mean? Having lifeguards there and stuff like that. When you have kids, you probably need more lifeguards than usual. So I think they factor all of these things in. Unfortunately, it's not as cheap as it could be, especially heated pools. The first thing I did, and this is one of those things where when I moved into my yard, after the first month, after I got my first electric bill, the first thing I did was turn my pool heater off. Turn that shit off. Like, turn it off. And I had one of the better ones. It was one of the newer ones and it used to kind of work on, it's kind of ambient. So it would work on the temperature outside. So the machine was very cost effective, but it was still expensive as fuck. When I say it was crazy money just to have the pool heated. And you know, sometimes Marvin, you're like, oh, I've got people coming over. Let me heat the pool. It would take about 3 days to heat the pool. Literally three whole days.
Jeez.
3 days to heat the pool, bro.
Because yeah, they keep the pools on all the time. So they'll be constantly changing the temperature because we didn't have a choice. So we had to have a heated pool because Maria's got sickle cell.
Yeah.
So to prevent Maria from having a crisis, we had to find a heated pool. We had to get it signed off by her doctor and all of those kind of things.
And it has to be a certain temperature.
Yeah. So it has to be a minimum. We'd signed it off as a minimum of 25 degrees.
But it won't go over 28 because you start to dehydrate after 28 degrees.
But not higher than 27. So we had it between 25 and 27 to make sure that she had it. On top of that, because she also had sickle cell, we got her a dry robe. You know, those massive kind of robes. So that when she comes out of the pool and she's cold,
dry up quickly.
She can dry and then reacclimatize. So there was all these factors that we had to take into consideration to make it safe for her, which meant the Olympic pool obviously worked best for us.
Yeah.
But then what people don't factor in is like the price. Like we had to hire a lane for them to learn to swim twice a week. Then you got to hire a pool. I was getting quotes of £12,000 a day to film in a pool. So I'd obviously gone to Netflix. Do you know what I mean?
I remember when you were posted about it. You were like,
I was fuming.
She was like, what?
I was literally, so obviously I've gone to Netflix. I've done it like Dragon's Den style, pitching like, it's going to be all black. We're going to have an all black crew. We're going to be in a pool. We're going to be doing this. We're going to be doing that. I told them that I had quotes for pools. I hadn't done shit. In my head, I was like, I got Harley Hicks. If I can't get a pool with Harley Hicks, like.
And then you get that first quote and you're like,
and then I got the first quote, and I'm not even going to lie to you, I nearly collapsed. I was like, I don't think I can make this film.
Yep.
But I couldn't go back to Netflix and be like,
yeah.
I can't make it. Because then, obviously, the black people look like they're failing. So I was hustling, like, with these pools, just trying to get people to just buy into this idea that they should give a shit that black people don't swim.
Yeah.
And
it's more business for them in the future.
Yeah, and I think a lot of them, like, the Olympic pool, especially like the better team, they got it and they bought into the vision. There were a lot of other pools that were just like, it's not making us any money. Like, we don't care. So for me, it worked out well because obviously we got the Olympic pool. We were in the diving pool. It was epic and it looked good. But the cost of even filming underwater.
Jeez.
Like,
it's
a different game.
It's a different game because when you add water, I know he's on the Charmaine again.
This is
so you are having chow mein. You're looking like I'm bugging. I was like, Marvin's having.
What's going on there?
Did I not say that when I got here?
This is another emotion. I'm going to put the music on the, underneath this one now.
I didn't ask no questions this time.
I said, yeah, next level.
So yeah, it was a real challenge because obviously, like, we're dealing with water, and also it was to my disadvantage, I suppose, because I went, oh, I want an all black team. The black team couldn't swim.
So you had to teach them to swim first.
That's on brand, though. Yeah, that's on brand because it's a percentage.
Yeah,
you're like,
sense.
We ain't live. Even my first game swim either.
So, oh my god, that
so you're trying to
hilarious.
So you're trying to do health and safety of a crew that can't swim. So I'm going, right, everyone, 2 meters away from the pool at any one time. I'm trying to make sure no one drowns whilst we get the shots. Like, it was a hot mess.
It must have been chaos.
You made it happen, though.
It's something you said.
You made it happen, man.
Something you said as well, you know, that will touch into what you were saying. Because, you know, and you were like, we need to have all of this and this and this, right? And you're talking about, you know, forgive me, I forgot the young lady's name. And you're talking about she has sickle cell.
Oh, so Maria.
Maria. And you're like, it has to be like this and this and this. Imagine having a class of kids, you know what I mean? And multiple kids might have sickle cell, essentially. So you have to think of all of that in. So it just goes from being a regular swimming day to being something totally different now, where you're like, we now have to factor in this, 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 and this. They probably sit there and they think, fuck this. You know what I mean? You know, you think, and as a teacher as well, you're sitting there thinking, nah, we're good.
But you say that, but with Maria, the reason she couldn't swim was because she had sickle cell, they just didn't put her in the pool. They just said it's too much effort.
And that's what I'm saying.
They just didn't put her in the pool.
And then with the schools and all of this, they're probably sitting there thinking, we don't want the liability. We don't want to have a situation where somebody goes in the pool, something happens. So it's like, no one's going in. Because they don't want to make anyone feel like they can't go in the pool. Because you sit there and you think, cool, let's say there's 15 people in a class. Maybe two have sickle cell. And you think to yourself, we could put 13 in and not put two in for health and safety. But then, you know, now they feel some kind of way about not being able to swim, but they want to. And for us to do that, we need to do all of these checks. We have to do all of this stuff to accommodate those two people. Do we want to do it? Probably not. So they were like, okay, no one goes swim.
But you're also assuming that people actually know what sickle cell is. So I actually spent most of the documentary trying to explain to white people what sickle cell was.
It's more of a black thing.
Mm. Yeah.
Or is a black thing.
It's black. Like, white people don't get sickle cell. That's just a fact. So I think
For them, it's nah.
Well, it's not even there. So they've never heard of it. Or they don't know. It's like there's certain diseases that you might hear about and you're like, what's that? But because it hasn't affected anyone near you or anyone around you, you've never heard of it. But it might be
serious something.
It's a serious thing, yeah.
And I think that was the thing. So for me, it was like, not only am I trying to explain that I'm trying to make this and that it's important, but I'm also then having variables to educate as well.
Like, bare black people got traits. I got a trait.
Have you? Does it impact your life? Like, does it make you tired or?
Nah, I got a trait. Like,
did you say it doesn't make you tired?
But I know what happens. I'm tired because I've been up.
No, you're tired because you got the trait.
This brother will
I know my life, bro.
I got videos. I got a video of him sleeping outside.
Wait, hold on. Eden, yeah? Do you know what I've
and
done?
And the man told me, yeah, I was going to the dry cleaner. I'm like, okay, I'm not saying you're not going to the dry cleaner, but I've been filming you for the last 10 minutes. You've been sleeping. He said, nah, I just slept. I said, bro, why are you lying, bro?
Do you know what someone to bed that day?
Nigga crashed into my dad's car and still had the cheek to fall asleep outside my yard.
I didn't crash your dad's car. What? But I crashed your dad's car because I was tired.
I never said that. No. I never said you crashed into my dad's car because you were tired. I said you crashed into my dad's car and still had the nerve to fall asleep outside my yard.
No, that was after.
So you crashed. I didn't say you crashed at the same time.
No, when I dropped Keith off, he was like parking, so I was parking, but because we were talking, I like bumped his dad's car. It wasn't like a mad.
It wasn't nothing. Well, but it's funny because man says shh, and I was like, niggas like that. You know what I mean? I was like, I would like to help you out here. You know what I mean? But the nigga fell asleep outside his yard.
No, because the thing is, remember, you know where I live. That's when Keith lived in Croydon. Why did I drop you back to yours?
Fuck knows.
I don't know where you were, but I dropped Keith back to Croydon, yeah? And I live Romford, bro. I knew already this journey is an hour and a bit. This is like maybe like 2 in the morning. No, about 1.
I think
you
might have been in the area. We might have been at something.
We must maybe film something.
Filming in Norbury. Remember?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, down the road then.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've dropped
down the road from you. No. But where he dropped me, so where it was from Norbury to my house, wouldn't have been long.
Down the road.
So he would have still had to do a mad journey home.
So I'm,
no, just, I'm just,
so before I'm like, I'm tired. I've got to drive an hour.
You're known for sleeping in your car though.
Yes, because it's comfortable.
But do you think your tiredness is linked to the fact that you might be anemic?
No, I'm not anemic.
Have you had a blood test?
I'm not anemic.
How do you know?
Well, I've never been tired like that.
Have you checked?
Have you checked?
No, because it's the thing is, but my thing is, if you got anemia, yeah, you like...
You're tired.
You might have a mild. No.
Hey, let him land, man.
Allah, you'll be tired for no reason. I'm not tired for no reason. I'm tired because, for example, like, you know my body clock's mad. Like, I might be up like... late.
Your body clock isn't bad. You just stay up.
So if I stay up, yeah, late, then during the day, next day, I'm going to be tired because I haven't had 8 hours sleep. I've had like 3 or 4. It's nothing to do with anemia, but I just...
Or maybe you stay up late and... How about you have both?
But I think you should just do a blood test just in case.
Anyway, it's going to be mad if he opens the letter and it says you are anemic.
But it's not a bad thing.
I just take Florax.
Yeah. No. No. Iron.
Yeah, that's what it is. Called Florax.
Is it?
Yeah, Florida.
No. They give you Florida. Iron tablets.
It depends on how...
Testosterone might be low too. That makes you tired as well.
Maybe. I think you should just do like a full body like...
panel.
MOT.
Why is this testosterone? What's going on?
Just a full like MOT. Anemia. Do you know what I mean?
Bro, as we get older, it just dwindles, bro. Like, it's not nothing crazy.
You get your prostate checked.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
I'm definitely going to go and do that.
Like, Charles has done it, so I think...
And I feel like prostate exams aren't the way they used to be as well.
What did I say? I said it earlier on.
Everyone thinks man's out there putting 2 fingers in your bum like before.
Apparently
it's not even...
said it's a blood test.
Yeah.
I didn't know they changed.
That's why most people were scared of doing it, because everyone thinks it's a finger up your bum.
But I think regardless, you should want to know...
I thought you were going to say you should want to...
No, okay. Regardless, you should want to know if there's something wrong. Because I feel like...
Yeah, but I can understand why a finger in the bum would scare people.
I think it's like a black men thing though, because I don't feel like black men take their health seriously. I feel like until it goes too far...
I think that's men in general.
Black men especially, because like, it'll be all right, man.
I think same for white men. I think men in general, we don't... Even if you're ill, you just... Let me just take a little... I might take a limb sip. I'll be all right,
but
man.
Do you not think that's down to our experiences at the hospital?
I think there's institutional racism within the NHS, but I don't think that should deter us.
What experience have you had at the hospital?
Yeah, what was your
negative
experience?
You go to hospital all the time.
Why don't I get to hospital all the time, bro?
Nigga, you go to hospital. Isn't his place in Selfridges?
You're going to start lying again, man.
Isn't his hospital in Selfridges? Or is it Harrods?
No, that was his chiropractor. Not chiropractor.
What?
Yeah, that's where he goes to a pretend doctor in Selfridges.
Chiropractor.
I didn't know you.
Which is a pretend doctor.
Getting his back cracked. Harrods.
Like a glow stick.
Outside Gucci.
I feel like if you're going to go to a chiropractor, you might as well go to one in Harrods.
That's what my friend recommended until he got too expensive.
Designer.
But it's because one day I woke up and I couldn't move. I couldn't get out of bed.
And your chiropractor fixed it.
I literally couldn't get out of bed. I said, well, I don't understand what's
going
on.
And that's how I know it was in the mic. Because if your chiropractor can fix it's in the mic.
I woke up and I didn't understand what was going on. My legs were not moving, bro.
Man's laughing about me with anemia. This
you said you don't have anemia, though.
This nigga's in bed and can't get out.
Low back.
That's why black men don't get to see. Your man's laughing at man because man's legs didn't work. Your cripple ass.
Yo, the sciatica was crazy. I said, nah. So I phoned my friend who had been through something like that before. She's like, oh, this is the guy I went to go see. He fixed it. I said, all right, cool. And apparently I had mashed up my coccyx.
Oh.
Yeah.
Coccyx.
Okay.
I hit it somehow. I don't know. And yeah.
So when did you miss out the letters at the end?
Nah, I started, I stretch now.
Okay.
I never took stretching. Remember I said to you earlier, I never used to take stretching seriously. Now, 20, 30 minutes before I start my gym session.
Impossible.
Stretching
after.
Impossible.
Nah, before. I used to be warm.
Now, if I do legs, I'd do treadmill and then I'd stretch my legs.
I'm doing butterflies
now. If I do chest, by the man stretching mid session, man.
That's you lot's business. But I'm stretching.
I'm
talking about my shoulder. I've had a shoulder injury because I was benching because my shoulder went warm enough.
Flat bench.
I said, fuck that. Yeah.
It's not even.
I said, fuck that.
Yeah, but even bench. Yeah, but bench. Injury, when you start bench, what's the first weight you go to on bench?
60.
That's why your shoulder's out, bro.
What?
That's you start at 60, brother, you warm your way up.
That's where your shoulder's out.
Bro, there's nothing, bro.
Brother, you're saying that's nothing. Allow me, man. You're saying nothing. That's why man's in bed and he can't get his side car.
That's why I'm talking about
it. It's not like man's slapping free plates or whatever.
No, but people don't realize. Even when
hey, bro, you're showing your strength right now, bro.
No, warm up, bro. A warm up is just getting acclimatized to the movement.
Exactly. See, if you're warming up, it's just the bar.
No, no, wait, hold on.
Let me finish what I'm saying, bro. First thing you do is the bar, and you just.
But it also depends on how many other exercises you've done.
Then you put the 20 on, and then you go up like that. But for you to do 60 just off the rip.
It depends. If I'm starting
with a cold shoulder and chest, it's mad.
I'm not cold. I've already done a workout.
Brother, you got sciatica.
No, I'm saying if it's the first.
If you've got sciatica, he's telling me he's still arguing.
If your first exercise is bench, like if you've just gone in cold and that's your first exercise, I understand why you'd say, you know what I mean, hit the bar.
That's what I'm saying.
But I'm saying
that's my first workout.
But that might not be, because for me, if it's a chest day, you know what I mean, bench wouldn't be my first.
Wait, hold on a second. I just said I stretch for 30 minutes before I go and do something.
But I don't think the stretching is sufficient to just go pick the 60 off.
No, 60 is not heavy.
He stretches now because of the chiropractor. You
not 60 kilos
before.
Dumbbell, 60 bed, like the bar, the whole
bar
thing. So it's 20,
and 20 on each side.
So that's light. So it's not 60 kilos.
I mean, it's light for you.
That's light in terms of a rep, but it's still not light in terms of a cold shoulder.
It's
not cold though, because he's saying he's stretching to warm it up.
Now he's stretching. Back then he weren't stretching.
No, not. I'm not talking about stretching. I said stretching wise. You know when you do all of that, you do flies. Yeah. Boom! I used to do that. To me, that's not stretching. I'm doing the whole hips, everything, back, shoulder, everything before I start.
If you're not doing legs, you're still doing your
everything.
Why is it your legs? You're not doing your legs, bro.
This is what I'm saying. When sciatica hits you, you know.
I don't need sciatica.
All right, cool. Don't worry. You're supposed to stretch every day. Yes. At least 20 minutes every
day.
Especially
when you get over 30, because that's when your joints start
getting driving.
Stiff.
Even just driving, the way you sit when you're driving, I'm like, now I've got my seats a bit higher. Brother! Lower back is saying, mwah.
But I also, for me, when it comes to stretching, I usually advise people to stretch after they work up when, you know what I mean, your muscles are a bit warmer. And, you know, especially static stretch. If you're doing static stretches.
Pop something in the morning, man wants to stretch.
I know. It's because I nearly pop something in the morning.
I always say, you warm up. You warm up well, you exercise, and then you stretch after the workout, and you're less likely to have an injury. Some people go in there and they'll, you know, proper do long static stretches at the beginning of their session and stuff like that, and the muscles aren't even warm yet.
Yeah, but
my
stretches is not static. I'm doing with the weight. So I'll do a
more
workout.
Dynamic stretches.
Yeah. Kettlebell, 10, 8 kg, and I'm just moving my body. Do you know what I'm saying? And I'll use a band. I've got band. I'm doing
got the bands.
Come on, man.
Resistant bands.
You're not thinking it's a joke. I've got the bands, bro.
That booty, yeah?
No, but you can use bands for other
booty
stuff.
Booty bands.
I hear you.
You know, you can use bands for other stuff.
I don't know.
Bands. Oh, yeah.
So you're just,
the it's not just a booty. It's not just a booty.
If I need to, yeah.
Trust
me.
What are you using the band for? Because I only use the band when I'm trying to do my glutes.
Shoulders, back, chest.
Okay.
I got
Don't let them PTs, you know, they're wasting your time with all of that. Bands are great for rehabbing. You know what I mean? In terms of, you know, growing that booty, stay away from them band.
I say lift them weights, man.
Lift them weights, you know what I mean? Go out there and squat. You know, these PTs. I put up a post. Now that we're here, I put up a post the other day. You might have seen it, where I was like, your PT did not get in shape doing the workouts you see on their page. They have that shit there for your stupid ass. Because literally, I've realized that a lot of people in general, they assume that the more complex the workouts, the better they are.
Mm.
But realistically, when it comes to growing your body, working, the compound exercises tend to work the best. You know what I mean? Squat, deadlift, bench press, all the simple shit, your pull-ups, your push-ups, military and all of press. That stuff. Simple stuff. But because it's not fun, it doesn't look fun. You know what I mean? When I go out there and I do the simple shit, and there's a PT that's doing a handstand on a Bosu ball with a kettlebell attached to their it looks more fun. And if you go, no, you've seen, you know for a fact, bro, I can pull up. You know for a fact, you go on Instagram and you look at certain PTs, bro, and you're like, that shit look dangerous. But the clients are like, that's that shit I want. Because it just looks fun. It looks like it's so complex. That's probably what works. But you're like, no, that stuff, they just put that out there to rope you in. And you could be doing this for weeks before you see any results, essentially. But I find that clients are making life so much harder for themselves because they just don't want to believe that the simple shit is what works. Gym is simple. I was a PT for 5 years.
Were you?
Yeah. Oh. We're going back to like 2012, like years ago, like in the early stages of PT, before everyone and their mum became a PT. Half my clients back then are PTs now. It's crazy. But for a lot of people, like, they genuinely don't want to believe that the simple shit is what works. Like, all of this extra stuff, you know what I mean? With the bands and then this and then this. And there's certain exercises that you can look at and you're like, that probably does work, but there's easier and simpler ways to do that and stuff like that. Especially when you look at, you know, the Stairmaster. People on the Stairmaster and you look
apparently
at...
Apparently that's banging though.
Where they're kicking their leg back.
Not when they're kicking their leg back, but apparently Stairmaster's like...
Oh, Stairmaster's
like,
epic. Like, yeah. That's an epic machine. I do 20 minutes of Stairmaster every day at the moment, and it's one of the worst things ever because I can taste metal when it's I'm doing
mad.
It.
It
pushes. I can only survive about 10 minutes.
Listen, 20, I tried it yesterday. Yo!
That builds up still.
No, 100%. Like, if you keep going...
Keep doing it. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It, keep doing
bro,
it.
The other week, I was in my commute... Because I have two gyms that I go to. I go to one in Canary Wharf, and then there's the communal gym in Royal Wharf. So I was in the Royal Wharf gym. I was like... I might have even been before podcast. And I was like, let me get my cardio in before I come or whatever. So I'm on the Stairmaster, bro. I'm 3 minutes in. I am suffering at this point. 3 minutes. And I've set it on like 7 or 8. You know what I mean? I am dying on the Stairmaster. There's this white lady, this older lady. She's in her 50s, bro. She had this on 17. And she's like, bro. And I looked at the machine.
Them not kill it, you know.
Brother, yeah, the machine, smoky, machine says 27 minutes, brother. And I was like, what? And she's going, brother, I'm sitting in there like, you what?
Yeah, and then you got up it because you're looking at her and it's embarrassing.
No. I'm not that embarrassed. I told you for a fact. I kept my shit at 8.
It's like,
what?
You feel like the rush that you got after swimming?
There's no rush. No. There is no rush.
I don't think it's a rush. Nah. It's just you just acclimatize to it. It's like if you go to spin class.
No, what I mean
is there's people in spin class, you're thinking, how are you doing it on that bike? But they're just used to it. They've been there so many times, they're used to it now.
Bro, that's what I'm saying, but even them getting to that, you know, like when you have a good session, that feeling.
Yeah.
That's what it might be for them. Like.
Even Stairmaster or like treadmill, like for example, like I do the incline walk on the treadmill for like half an hour. That's my cardio. Like, and then when because I got my watch, because when I was looking at it, it's like, for you to get to the range where you're burning fat, you've got to take away your age from 220. And 70% of that is the range where your heart, I mean, you'll be burning fat, if that makes sense. So when I'm on the Stairmaster.
I was going to say, so dope. So
listen.
How much did you take away?
I was going to say the same question. I thought it in my mind. I said, let me not say this.
Bro, this is inside joke or something.
I don't look at me. I don't know what they're talking about. Don't rope me into this shit. That's not for me. Because I'm training with my boy Jason. He's one of the best coaches. Like in terms of
I've seen Jason.
You know Jason. Yeah. Jace is, when I say he's epic. So literally at the moment, I've got a coach. So he puts together all my workout plans, all my nutrition and everything. And he has me on the ropes with a lot of the workouts and stuff like that. So he, you know, and when I say he's got it down to a science, you know, people that know their shit down to a science. Like when I was a PT, I was decent PT. You know what I mean? I'm good at what I do. Would I say I was exceptional? Absolutely not. And most PTs aren't, because you get your qualifications in 2 weeks. I think I studied for my shit on the train to the exam. That's literally, if you can retain information, you can pass that test just like that. You know what I mean? And then, you know, you get your qualifications and now you're in the gym, you know, nearly killing people. And that's why I see a lot of people's PTs and I was like, you could die in there. But, you know, his workouts are on point and down to even, you know, little things where I would look at and I was like, why would you do this like this? He's like, just trust the process. A week in, you know, a kilo's gone, 2 kilos. I'm actually the lightest I've been in a very long time at the moment. And like, I could have never seen myself, like, I actively tried to drop weight over the last couple of years. And this is the first time where I've managed to do it. And in such quick time, he's like, just do this, eat here. You know what I mean? When you train, have this. When you do this, have this. And it's so amazing when you have somebody that actually knows what they're doing. And it's not no bullshit workouts. It's not none of this Instagram shit that just looks really cool. Because some people, like, when they have their clients, have you ever looked at someone taste and blow, oh, my client's, you know, squatting 3 plates? And I was like, brother, your client is dying under that bar. You know what I mean? Like Snap City, bro. You know, sure. You know, like that spine is screaming. But
don't you think that because of what you're saying, yeah, that his prices will now be too high because he knows he's selling quality.
And that's not too high. And I look at
I know, but in comparison to like, you're like, for example, you go to a gym, yeah? And you're like, once you go to a good gym, you're like, okay, cool.
this is my price point here. But at the same time, the gyms that are the gyms that people go to are going up in prices.
Yeah.
So obviously it makes space for the gym groups and pure gyms to just say,
I'll give you
$24.99 and come to the gym. And then offer the bare minimum.
I can be like transparent in terms of pricing and what I, you know what I mean, I spend on all of that. So my gym at the moment costs me $210 a month. I go to I got third space. You know what I mean?
Just my point,
why are
bro.
You going to third space?
Hey, play this.
And for me,
Yeah, you play the sound card, please. What's going on?
What do you want? What sound do you want?
I need that Drake one. Wait. Stop. Before we do that, don't let him do me. What gym did you go to?
I went to Muscleworks.
No.
I went to Gymbox.
How much was it costing?
Gymbox is cheaper than third space.
100%.
I got it for like £76, bro. I got the discount.
You got the discount, cool. £76, this is a couple years ago.
I didn't like it.
A couple years ago, that was money. First and foremost, you know what I mean? Some of us couldn't afford them gyms back then.
£76 a couple years ago. That guy like us £410.
That was the year we signed our first contract with Spotify.
And that was, you know, we weren't joining them crazy gyms.
No. We weren't doing no crazy things.
Let me put the prices up. Okay, for me, cool.
You're doing that now. Very much. You're saying that now. I don't know why we're going back then.
Yeah,
you
I'm saying now. Now.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
My gym
is £45. Just saying.
So it's £210. My other gym is free because it comes with my membership for.
Or split in two, £105 each.
Split in two with who?
What?
That's what I'm saying.
What?
You said, I don't know why you're telling us the other gym is free. Like, the first one was £210, bro. But instead of the other gym free, like he's getting money off.
For a second, I was like,
Okay, wait.
But like I'm saying, for me, there's a method to the madness, and it's a conversation I had with Phil, my boy Phil. You know,
but let's go through the prices first.
He's about to land. I know where he's going with this. Go on.
So we looked at, you know what I mean, the value.
Who's Phil? I know Phil.
Phil Kasumu. Big Phil.
Hench
Philip. Yeah.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Yeah, so we were looking at this and he had the conversation where he was like, bro, it's mad expensive. But then we were like, that's how much we spend on a dinner when we go out into the city. Like literally like spend £210 on a dinner in the city. And I was like, but this benefits me.
Not me.
We're in a cost of living crisis.
I went Nando's today.
Not 100%, but what I'm saying. But for me, I was like, in terms of where I am mentally now, I would rather spend that £200 on my gym membership than going out. So all I have to do is subtract one night out or two nights out.
Or you can just keep the money.
100%. You know what I mean? But like I'm saying, I've still got other money. Like,
you said it's outrageous. I'm so sorry.
No. Wait, he's got to what I wanted him to get to. He said he's got other money. That's all I wanted to get to. These men were getting on to me when I was getting to a £76 gym. I had money like you lot had.
And just calm. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, you know what I mean? All I'm saying is you were doing. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying you were doing it too. That's all I was saying.
Nah, that's not the same.
But for me, like I said, what I get from that gym, you know what I mean? It's a clean gym. You know what I mean? I feel very safe in there. You know what I mean? I meet a lot of people in there. So it's great for networking in terms of the kind of people that I want to meet. I mean, like when I say every single day that I'm in that gym, I've met somebody, you know, worth.
But aren't you supposed to be working out?
Wait. Can I say something? That's the same way they sold Gymbox to me. You're going to be able to network.
But wait,
I'm the type of person that goes to the gym. I don't give a fuck who's in the gym,
exactly.
Bro.
Exactly. So for you, that's not what you want to do. And for me,
that's what I'm saying.
I'm also not networking while I'm working out. I network before I work out because literally, if you've been to, so I go to the third space in Canary Wharf and stuff like that.
Is that the only membership? Has it got different tiers?
There are different tiers. So you can have the one membership where you're just one. You can have all of them.
So what have you got?
Just the one. Because okay.
Just the one is £210.
Yeah. If you want it to be more, I think all of them is like £250 or something along those lines.
But you know
lines.
Prince Harry goes to third space when he was in the UK.
Okay, it's £210.
But he probably goes to the one in Mayfair. And the one in Mayfair, that's the only one that's not included in your all member thing. So that's a whole different price. I actually have no idea how much that one costs, but I assume it's probably £300
That's that fitness first.
Chris Harry's not paying 210.
He's going for free.
Exactly.
Maybe. But like I said,
no, he's paying 210, but it's coming out of the budget over there.
Yeah.
He's paying. 100%. He's not paying. Yeah. But
someone's paying.
We're paying.
But no.
The taxpayer's paying.
But for me, literally, like, what the gym.
So he's getting charged twice.
What the gym for me? No. Taxpayer. You're a taxpayer, nigga. You're getting charged for it. You're paying for your membership.
So you're getting, you go there.
So you're paying, you're paying 211.
And for me, like, and I always say to people, I'm totally okay with it simply because of what I get in return. And literally, especially now, because I want to get into rock climbing. So we have climbing walls in the gym.
Or have you heard of ClimXR or something? It's spelled like ClimBXR. It's basically like a black climbing group. Started by this guy called Rotimi.
And I'd love to join them.
Oh, yeah. I know. Wait. Yes, I think I know him.
Yeah,
yes,
and
yes.
They all just get together and rock. You should join them.
Yeah, and that's what, but I wanted to start at the gym that I have though. Where.
Oh, yeah, he's legit.
But you know what I mean? It's the practice, because literally, in terms of especially back development, you know, people that go climbing, if you look at the back development and grip strength, it's insane. My gym has yoga classes, my gym has Pilates classes, all of that's included. They have a designated combat space. So if you want to go into the boxing classes, because the gym is so big, yeah, you know when you go to certain gyms, if once the classes are full,
yeah.
Like you cannot, whatever. That gym is so big, bro. Like, especially with the yoga classes. If one yoga class gets full and there's a demand for a second one, they'll just open a second class. And the third class, because of how big the gym is. Because
you're paying £210.
To the point where, like, so at the moment, so third space is opening. No. Third space is opening another third space in, you know, Wood Wharf. Because you have Canary Wharf, and in Canary Wharf is Wood Wharf, where there's it's in Canary Wharf. So Wood Wharf is old, man. You know where's the lobster place in Canary Wharf?
Burger and Lobster.
Yeah, that's Wood Wharf. So Burger and Lobster is in Wood Wharf.
Okay, I know.
But that's Wood Wharf, but that's Canary Wharf. Yes, that area is Wood Wharf. Okay. So they're opening in that area, they're opening another third space where it's spillover from the people that go to this one. So, you know, with this membership, you can go to back and forth from the other
in
one.
Pure gym, when they're in spin class, man's hearing it, bruv.
Yeah.
In the normal gym, jarring, man. Hear the brother, left, right. I'm like, brother, I'm not in your class. Why am I hearing you? And I'm in the weight bench at the back.
In this garbage. Gym, bro, you never, that's like, and for me, bro. You never experienced that. No, you never experienced, bro.
That's you get for that.
You never, when I say you I'll never.
Any pure gym, though.
Yes.
That's balance.
Prince Harry Ting.
Done now. But like I'm saying, with this gym, for me, for what I want from it, you know what I mean? I get all of those things, you know, yoga. So that's one of the things I wanted to start. So I went my first yoga class and I want to go to more yoga classes. That's part of my membership. I don't have to pay extra for that. If I want to do Pilates, I don't have to
that
pay
looks
for extra.
Mad, though. Pilates is the one where like it's...
That's reformer Pilates, though.
The thing's
two.
Moving.
So there's two types. There's normal Pilates, which you can just do the mat. And then there's reformer where you've got the full-on machine.
They've got all of that.
Listen.
Massage guns.
I see girls like... Well, I see girls like that on in the class.
Hey, can't do all
bro,
of
that. Bro, your core must be.
Have
listen,
you ever done one?
Nah, never.
I did one. I couldn't walk for like a week.
Serious?
Yeah. No, trust me. Because you're working, you're working muscles you didn't even know you had.
Yeah. That's how I felt on my back.
Yeah.
No, that's because
you didn't do Pilates, though.
I didn't do Pilates, but I did something wrong.
Yeah.
It was Pilates. No, that's why I had to phone. My man in Harrods.
But like I'm saying, you know what I mean? But with those kind of things, you know, it's stuff that I wanted to do. Like there's boxer size classes, you know what I mean? MMA classes, all of those things. But that's all part of my membership. I don't have to pay extra. There's a sauna. We have cold plunges, you know what I mean? Like ice baths. We have all of those.
I think the 210 is worth it if you're like a gym enthusiast, where it's like you're there every day.
Which is
and you're going gym, you're using the ice baths, you're doing MMA, you're doing Pilates. If you're just like a gym user, like not in a really like Taze, for example, is you just going gym. The 210 might be a bit because you're not utilizing the classes.
It is a bit. That's why I'm not doing it. It is a bit.
And it's understandable.
There's no point dancing around.
And I can 100% say this membership and whatever, it's not for everyone. That's why there's different tiers. For me, I felt like, you know what? I was bored of the gym I was at. I was like, I needed to do something else. I want to try different things in the gym. And the beauty of it is it's a rolling contract. So you're not tied in for 12 months. You can do it. And if you want to leave, give them 1 month notice and you're done.
There's David Lloyd near me. There's like mad tennis courts.
And that's probably like all two bills as well.
Tennis courts, like the cold plunges. Like it's proper like... It's
probably like two bills.
Yeah.
David Lloyd's gone up. It's not as cheap as it used to be.
Was it?
And Virgin as well. Because I used to have a membership at Virgin as well.
I used to go Virgin Canary Wolf.
Yeah, and Virgin is expensive as well. Most people think that shit is cheap. It is not. And then they have the black, you know, the black label Virgins as well.
Yeah.
But they've got the black logo as well. That is two. And then you have the racket. I forgot the names. They have different names for it.
I'm not mad at it because, like I said, like people actually go to those gyms and use them. But I don't go to gym that way, so for me, it just doesn't.
I only have one quarrel with my gym. Because it's in the city and it's a lot of city boys, and I go there early in the morning a lot of times. So I'll go there maybe 6, 7, 8 in the morning. City boys, they're getting ready for work. So their man are in there showering. Bro, dicks out. You know what I mean? Like, brother, you're in there. You know, you're in there, Marvin, changing because I'm going home to shower. These man penis out there talking.
Oh, you're showering the gym?
Hell no. Bro, okay. No way. And when
you
I
gotta
say,
bring your flip-flops though.
Yes, but I've seen their man walk around barefoot in there.
That's pay 210 and cut shower.
Bro, no. Bro, and I can hand on my heart say them showers are clean. I'm doing it. I have a phobia.
At least the girls in their skincare.
Bro, 210.
I'm not even going to lie to you.
You should be showering naked there.
I can't do it.
Look, you are in the swimming pool.
You're basically paying rent.
Physical skin. You should be skin dipping in there, bro.
I have a phobia. That's my thing. Like, public showers and stuff like that. I've never been comfortable with that. You see, even from when I was younger.
You see, my villa in Bali was at £65 a night. You know, you lot are just shying.
You know what? Bali's cheap, but I think they're also having an issue with Bali because it's so cheap. Everyone's going out there, and now
the people living out there,
the local people that live there can't afford to live there anymore.
I think the flight,
because Taser wants to go over there and spend £32 in 4 days.
I think the flight's expensive to get there.
Plus £32 in 2 days.
Did you see Stormzy's workout routine that got posted on Twitter the other day? Yeah. He does more in before 11 a.m. than most people do in a week.
I ain't doing that every day.
Mm. Listen, that flex was cold.
No.
That car's blocking my other car.
When I saw his workout, bro, I was like,
he jumped out the Euros. He jumped into the Ghost. Or
I saw him in the Euros and I saw him putting petrol.
It's crazy. But you know, it's funny.
And then the flex at the end, his man just put on the...
I put my jam on TV.
I love watching, you know what I mean?
He was a private chef with me.
I said, the way you concluded that,
I love watching.
Yeah, I saw Vicky, the chef there.
I love watching Stormzy do his thing. Remember, we had this conversation when you talk about Smoker, and I told you that I got Stormzy's first ever, when he first started out, and he was going on his first major tour. You know, he hit me up at the time, and because I was training at the time, and he was like, yo, I need a trainer. Or whatever, and I introduced him to Hendrix, Smoker. And he was the first coach he actually had that was training him for his first ever world tour at the time. So seeing him excel now to where he is, like Stormzy got into incredible shape. You've seen him on some of his tours and stuff like that,
you can see.
But if you see where he started from zero.
he needs that cardio.
No, you don't understand, bro.
Stormzy's coming out like that.
Bro, being in shape as Stormzy is, you know, when he goes out on tour and tour, because most people don't understand, you get it because you're tall. Yeah. Most people don't understand how hard it is, you know what I mean, to pack on mass at that height. It looks easy, and the mechanics of your body are different. You know, when I deadlift, it's easy. My center of gravity is much lower.
My deadlift other day, my back was screaming for 2 days.
My center of gravity is my body.
My coccyx is cool. I woke up, I got out of bed next day, I could move though.
Yeah. My body's built for that. You know what I mean? I have shorter legs than arms. So my body's actually designed for deadlifting. Marvin is much taller, so the mechanics of how he does it are much harder. So for him to do the same movement, essentially, is a lot harder. And it's the same for, you know, kind of people like...
Hard way, boy.
You know what I mean? I say Taser, he's probably as well. Your body's optimal for stuff like deadlifts as well. So what do you mean? You don't really have exceptionally long legs. You don't have exceptionally long arms.
Why are you saying to me like this? What's going on?
No, I'm just being honest. That's an exception. Marvin, it's harder for Marvin than it is for you.
More, bro.
Whoa.
How tall are you?
He's 6'3".
There's only two between them.
Whoa. Yes, but look at the dynamics of their body. Yeah. Like I'm
6'1".
Marvin, I'd say...
Don't do that.
Wait. Marvin has longer legs than he has arms. If you look at the way his body's set up. Taser is... You know, if you look at his body, you have really long legs.
No, I have, but what, number one, you're not.
What do you mean, really?
Number one, you're not 6'1".
I am 6'1".
You're like 6'.
I'll give you 6'.
5'11.
I don't know if it's 6'1. I'll give you 6'. 5'11,
you look crazy.
You're like 5'11.
No, 5'11,
I'm okay with that. I'm not lying by height. You're the one that's out here saying you're 6'1 when you're not.
I don't know if 6'1.
You're not 6'1. He's not 6'1.
But I don't think between me and you, I don't think there's.
Taser is not 6'1.
The difference between me and you ain't that.
Taser's not 6'1.
I don't know what that is.
Taser, you're 5'11.
That's about 2 inches.
Taser's like 5'11,
6'1. That's about 2 inches. Yeah.
So I think you're about 6'4 and you're 6'3.
Taser's 5'11.
Like, I'm a little bit under 6'3.
Taser's 5'11. But that's okay.
He's not 5'11.
Brother, it's okay.
If you're 6'1, then there's no way.
He's not 6'1. He knows he's not 6'1.
Are you taller than Gabriel?
No, he's not. You're not taller than Gabe.
I'm not short, bro.
You're not taller than Gabriel. Don't do that. You're not taller than Gabriel.
Are you taller than Chiz?
But I don't know.
No, he isn't.
I'm going around measuring myself, bro.
No.
But you're telling us you're 6'1".
To someone, if I'm not looking, you're tall or not.
He's not taller than any of the people.
Height as me. Am I looking at him?
How tall is Matthew?
Matthew's like 6'4", 6'5".
Matthew's taller than you.
He's not
6'5".
He's not taller than my Matthew.
Yeah. Matthew's about 6'4". Matthew's taller than me, though.
Yeah. Matthew's about 6'4".
Must be,
Matthew's 6'5".
Must be,
I might say he's 6'3".
He's
obviously
saying height
then. I said I'm a bit under
6'3".
It's a little bit under
6'3".
You said 6'2", 6'3",
so he's in between. He's 5'11".
He's 5'11".
He's 5'11".
He's not 5'11".
He's 5'11".
He's
But Chiz was taller than him.
Bang on 6'4". No, he's, you don't know him.
I know he is. I'm telling you, you're asking us. We look at them man all the time. He's taller than him.
I don't know, you know.
I'm 5'8". I can live with it. You know what I mean? I ain't got to go out here and pretend I'm 6'1".
My arms, man,
6'1". And you were going to let that slide.
My arms are longer than my legs, though.
No, they're not. I said your legs are longer than your arms. All I was saying is you have long legs and short arms.
I've got long arms.
I say Taser, your arms and your legs.
His assessment is just off. I don't understand. I've got long arms.
Which one is it? I thought he said my arms are longer than my legs.
His legs are longer than his arms.
They're not. But then he said my arms are not long. I said my arms are long.
So which one is it?
I'm just explaining myself. I just know when I used to box, my arms were long. My jab was deep.
But your legs are longer.
Yeah, I should hope so.
Yeah, yeah, no, I'm talking about mine.
It's so madness.
No, bro.
Man's
man walking around. No, but he said mine is short. You agree with him?
I never said your arms are short. I said you're in proportion. I said you're in proportion.
I agree that you're not 6'1". I didn't agree anything else.
Okay, he said your arms are long. Your legs are longer.
No, he said my arms are short.
In comparison to your legs, in terms of, you know what I mean?
And I said, no, my arms are long. I didn't say they're as long as my legs.
Okay, so what's the difference between my arms and your arms? What I'm asking.
He's basically saying you're more in proportion.
So I said, Marvin's
got longer legs. He's a bit more lanky.
I have a better center of gravity than you do, but you have a better center of gravity than he does. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with your whatever. I'm just saying you have a better center of gravity than Marvin does, so your deadlift will be easier than Marvin's is. That's all. I'm not saying anything else. Mm-hmm. Man was out there getting defensive like I was trying to cut, man.
My height was wrong. That's what he said.
No, that's because you were lying about your height, but that's cool. Everything else is fine.
It's not about his height. He's just getting my height wrong. That's what you got your height wrong.
So you're saying you're 5 inches taller than Keith?
5 inches taller.
If he's 5'8", you're 6'1".
He's not 6'1".
I guess
we're not doing that.
Okay.
I guess I am. I don't know what you want me to say.
Well, 6'1". It's okay. You know what I mean?
That's what you.
I am.
When you last got arrested, how tall did they say you were?
5'6" and a half.
Swear.
5'6" and a half, 5'7". Yeah.
What, she looked short or something?
Women always get it wrong. Women are fucked. You're about my height. You're about 5'8". Women always say that. And then you see them and you're like, you're not 5'5".
I say your logs. These assessments wrong.
Now women normally add on like.
No, women always remove.
Nah, they add on the inch.
I'm not 5'8".
Women say I'm 5'5".
So you're basically saying, in heels, I'm 5'10". You're moving crazy.
So you're subtracting and he's adding. Did that tear is moving crazy?
He's
6'5".
Stand back to back then.
Like I'm on the cover of Lethal Weapon. Hey, you're wearing platforms.
Fuck off.
Keith's doing disclaimer already.
See, I'm telling you.
You're at least 5'7".
I'm telling you, I can't lie to you.
You're about 5'7".
You better go platform.
I'm wearing platforms too.
Take my platform off.
Yeah, you might have a little bit more platform. All right,
5'7". Is that wrong with that, though? Yeah.
But you're not 6'1".
All right.
Bluffing. You know what I mean? If you've met Taser and you think Taser 6'1", reply to that. If you know Taser and Taser 6'1", let us know that Taser 6'1". Marvin knows Taser's not 6'1", and that's why Marvin say whatever he says. Chizzo is 6'4". Chizzo's not 6'1". Chizzo's 6'4", and he's taller than Taser. So how is Taser 6'1"?
But I told Chizzo he's 5'11", so...
And he's taller than Taser.
Your thing sat right in your face.
What's up there?
And Keith's mic.
Oh, it's because he moved it.
Yeah, we got to round up anyway. So where can people find the documentary? We were supposed to ring.
Oh yeah, we were
Harley, but man, anyway, it's cool. What I might do is maybe get him to send a voice note in. Maybe I'll just stitch it in somewhere.
What a voice note of how you got on?
Oh, just in general, just some tips. Because basically what I was saying to him was that if we get anyone interested in swimming, do you do like swim clubs and stuff? But he's like, he does some stuff like that, but it depends on how many people are interested. So I just thought I'd ask like that free shot swim club or something. It might be sick. So he just said, yeah, if people are interested, just let me know. He can work something out. So like, right, cool, no drama.
So you're it, really going to keep doing it?
100%, yeah, I'm going to start doing it. But the thing is, but I think I'll only go to that place to do it for the reason why Keith was talking about. I don't know if my leg center is like, you know, like when you're in leg center and you hear someone go, like in the shower bit, you're like, ah, and it just makes you just paranoid about everything, yeah, the whole experience. You're like, can I, is me sitting down, is
but
it clean?
You know,
is
it might, to be fair, that might be some people's approach with the gym as well. Because sometimes I walk past certain man in my gym.
Stink.
Oh my
God. But I think that might be why black people don't swim as well. But I think there's so many reasons why black people don't swim. I think is because water maybe is foreign, it doesn't feel safe. But also the cleanliness in terms of, or some black people's hair, in terms of women.
That's why Soul Cap is a good show.
If you've done your hair fresh with his plaits, relaxed, that.
Well, the impact of chlorine on relaxer, people don't realise that actually chlorine damages relaxer.
Yes, I'm
so
saying.
It stops it from working.
So it messes up your hair. So like, do you know what I'm saying? So that might be a reason. The price.
Also, just
the
like
cleanliness.
Coming up the pool and having to like do your whole skin routine.
Bro, it's long. And it makes you feel dry. When I came out today, like, I felt ashy, bro. Like, remember you were like, you can rinse yourself there, but then you rinse yourself. I mean, you wash yourself. I was like, where's the shower? So I'm going back there. I got my Radox, bro. I was proper. The people in there were looking at me like,
look, just being bullshit.
Like, why is he washing himself? I was there proper foaming up. Everyone's just there just rinsing. I'm like, no, that's not enough, bro. I'm not rinsing. I'm washing, bro. My skin felt dry.
Yeah, see, that don't help either.
But no, it was dope.
Yeah, chlorine is crazy on your skin.
Yeah, but it was dope, though. I'm not going to lie. In terms of swimming,
like, I think it'd be a laugh. Like, if we could get like a bunch of people or a collective where we can get like, I think it's the lads, like they've got like Girl Swim, which is like women of colour that like Sade runs, where they all get together. But I just think there isn't a space for men.
Yeah.
Like that among them to actually go swimming. So I think if we can destigmatise that and sort a swimming club whereby, you know, like you and Carly had like just banter about football and all of that linked in with swimming.
Yeah, I think it'd be dope because I feel like a lot of people don't know where to go for that kind of stuff. And also, I feel like Harley's a dope teacher because it was at Mandem. It's like me having a lesson with Mandem. Whereas if it was someone that wasn't Mandem, that lesson might have been a bit left. It might have been a bit like, I don't know, it just might have just not gone to plan because there wasn't a comfortability there. Or there wasn't like, yeah, but I'm anxious. Or you, because he was in the pool as well sometimes. So like, even sometimes when I was swimming, I might just see him over there.
Makes you comfortable.
It kind of like, it calms you down sometimes, or like, I know that
I'm not going to drown.
If something happens, whereas if my mum was on the sides just watching.
You're like, it's going to take me 27 minutes to get
talking,
in.
And then something happened to me, man's got the pole. Grab onto that. And these black kids.
My mum said, grab my strong kid.
You know what I'm saying? So like, there's various things that, and also the way he taught me was like, I learned in stages different things that made me progress. So the first thing I learned was I swam first so you could see my technique to see what I was good at.
Then he helped you improve it.
Then he was like, all right, cool. So because your arms are quite strong, he told me this afterwards. I didn't know at the time. It was like, because your arms are quite strong, we've got to develop the legs more because you're not kicking as much as you should be. No, sorry, you don't have to use your legs as much as you are.
So it's like you're using your legs too much.
He was overkicking.
Yeah, overkicking, whereas you need to use your arms
but
more.
But like you said, that's how we were taught before, where they were like, legs, and you know
when
they
put you on to the side and just bare kicking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's not streamlined. That's not like efficient.
Yeah, that's how we all learn. Yeah.
So,
I think it's just getting people to have a good experience. Like, obviously, because I was coming on the pod, I was like, let's get you in.
Yeah.
But I think if I wasn't coming on the pod, what is your motivation to want to swim?
And the thing is, I did want to swim, but it's as I said before, it's finding a teacher.
Mm.
It's like, who's going to teach me? And also, it's kind of like, am I too old to swim, blood? No, that's what I'm saying. Because when you swim, they're not gonna train you in the Olympic size pool. I was just lucky today that I went in the Olympic size pool. Normally, I'm going to train in
the regular size
pool. Then I've got
the training pool.
I've got 8-year-olds running around over here.
Then why are you off?
And it's just me. There's like, hold on to this, and I'm kicking my legs same time as Jerome over there in year 8. I mean, in year 6. Nah. Whereas today is kind of, it was different though. Like, I feel like it was a blessing that I'd trained in the Olympic pool.
Because
it was nice. It kind of, and I feel like my level, I wasn't at a bad level, but yeah.
And when you speak about the why, you know what I mean? people like me, Marvin, Taser, and a lot of guys our age, you know, that are out there and stuff like that, we spend a lot of time in countries with a lot of water. Yeah. We spend a lot of time on boats. When you're out abroad, you're on a boat, essentially. Just like you said, you know what I mean? When Matthew swam across, essentially, you might think to yourself, I might want to do that. Or I might end up in a situation where I have to do that. I may not want to, but I have to do that. When I was out on, because I can swim well. I think I told you, look, when we went to Mykonos and we've swam a mile out and a mile back, essentially, I wasn't fit enough. You know when at the time when I was like, I could feel it. On my way back, I was like, whew. You know what I mean? I can feel this.
Oh, you feel it, bro.
No, no, you feel it. Especially your arms. You know, like you said, your arms, your shoulders, your back.
Do you know how hungry everything. I was today?
Yeah.
As soon as I listened to this, but as soon as I listened to this, I said, I'm looking.
Look at Michael talking, Phelps.
I'm like, bro, I got to eat. Like, immediately, bro. Like, I don't know what it is, bro. Like, I've played football matches before. I've ran before, like, long distance. Bro, I swear to you, I've not felt hungry like this before. I'm like,
you might wake up, mash up tomorrow.
But even if it wasn't for this podcast, I would have been in bed already.
Michael
Phelps, no. When you messaged me and said I'm on the way, I said yeah. I got home, I was lying down. I said if I don't get up now, I'm not making the pod, bro.
Yeah,
that will reset your sleeping schedule.
Michael Phelps
Michael
Phelps was doing 10,000 calories a day, but simply to fuel. You know what I mean? The training he's doing, and remember, he's in the wave master. You know where you're going against the waves, essentially. And for me, when I used to swim a lot more, I used to struggle because that's when I realized I wasn't eating enough because my strength used to dip because literally it was kind of like excessive running.
Yeah,
essentially, you know where you're training more than you're eating, so your strength dips. So I used to find that the more swimming I used to do, like all my PRs in the gym would dip simply because I was overdoing it and I was leaning out a lot more than I wanted to at the time. And most people don't think about I'm expelling XYZ amount of calories. If my goal is to maybe pack on some mass without leaning out, I have to hit this many calories.
You're using muscles you don't normally use, bro. Yeah.
I was going to say that
expelling more energy than you're used to.
This is what I was going
to
say earlier, that I came from the school of doing 10 sets of 10. 10, 8 sets of 8, all of that stuff with gaps and all of them, man.
GVT.
Yeah, when we first started going gym, because these men train like that, these men are fucking strong. So they're like, this is what you got to do. So me, David, Shorty, Miles are just, all right, cool. There's one guy who used to make us do like 10 sets of 12 lat pull downs, but we get to 12 and he's like, you got two more. Okay.
He's like, hey, yo.
Look, you got five more. But like, brother, that's like 30 reps, bro. Allow me, right?
Do you know that training is dangerous, though?
No, I know, but I'm saying that's how we started off.
Yeah.
Obviously, one day I realized,
because you don't know what you're doing, man.
No, no, it's not that. It's dangerous because when you do a certain amount of sets, when you do like over 10 or 12 sets of something, that's when you're like, your nerves, you're going into, what do they call it? Your, maybe Keith might be able to help me, but.
Central nervous system?
Yeah, you're actually.
CNS.
You're, frying it.
Like, no, I know.
So, you're going to do that a couple of times a week. If you do it every week, like, you're finishing yourself.
I remember I thought, let me try a new regime. I'm going to go gym twice a day.
Oh, we've been there. Myth.
I got to day 10. Oh, I'm sleeping like moth.
No, like, your body's fried.
What?
That's what I'm saying. Like, that means you're working hard.
Yeah, I was working hard. Really?
That's what I'm saying.
But you're not working that hard, bro.
You're not working that hard, bro. No, but sometimes you have to tell people you can actually work too hard. Because again, you know when you talk about overtraining and everyone's always heard of overtraining. I used to look at it as it's undereating. Like, you know, you're expelling more calories than you should be. So now you're getting, you know, not even just diminishing returns. You're now losing mass because you're burning. If you're consuming, let's say you consume 3,000 calories a day and you're burning 5,000. You're now in a deficit of 2,000. Not that anyone would burn 5,000 calories like that. But let's say if you were doing that, you're now in a deficit of a certain number of calories.
You're over there, but this book.
No, I'm burping. Like, bro, I'm not. Bro, the older I get, I have acid reflux.
This nigga is better.
I take acid reflux pills every day. I didn't take my tablets today because I ran out and I'm getting my prescription tomorrow. So literally I have acid reflux.
Oh, serious? You have reflux? I don't even know.
Yeah.
Are they mocking him?
No, I struggle. Like acid reflux, stomach issues. You know me.
Wait, hold on. Before you finish, pick up the champagne.
What?
I need to get this moment as well.
No, like, I'm honest, you know what I mean? I'm honest. I suffer, you know what I mean? Acid reflux, stomach issues, and stuff like that.
You got IBS?
Yes. But I'm not sure which one, so that's why I'm getting.
There's only one IBS?
No, no. There's, you know what I mean? You look into that. There's different ones.
Please don't look at me.
No, I ain't got no IBS.
No IBS, no anemia.
Nothing. I'm good still.
It's ridiculous. So for me at the moment, that's something I'm struggling with. I've been housebound for the last 2 weeks. Like my stomach issues are crazy. So even in, it's been knocking my gym progress back at the moment because I struggle to keep my food in.
So wait, why do you drink wine? I don't get it. Why do you drink wine?
It doesn't affect me. That's not one of the things that fucks me over.
How do you know?
Because I've been...
Because I've been... I wouldn't be drinking wine.
What
do you mean by that?
I suffer from... I know what it is. So the stuff that I've really cut out, the apple juice, you know what I mean? Very acidic, you know what I mean? Affects me. I don't drink apple juice the way I used to anymore. Like, I used to drink loads of apple juice every day. Used to fuck me up. Don't drink apple juice like that anymore. I've cut down on caffeine and stuff like that. I stay away from cruciferous vegetables. So, you know, broccoli. I like broccoli, but it's not something I should be eating as much as I do. So
cruciferous
vegetables.
So broccoli, asparagus, you know what I mean? Check it out. Cruciferous vegetables. And stuff like that.
I thought my vocab was lit.
Not asparagus. What's the one that looks like broccoli but it's white? You know what I'm talking about.
Cauliflower.
That's the one.
Yeah, that was the gas from that.
It's the same. Same as you, bro. But that's what I'm saying. Like, you probably have an issue with cruciferous vegetables.
Cauliflower cheese can bang sometimes, though.
But like I'm saying, but it's the gas. You know,
that's like mac and cheese, but
broccoli, cauliflower. You know what I mean? Will give you gas if you're, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but on the toilet.
So. You man are finished, bruv.
No, what do you mean?
There's not enough.
You man can't even eat common food. You're telling me about sleeping.
No, I can't. And I'll be honest. Like for me, there's a lot of.
You know what's sleeping though?
Because I'm tired.
You might why are you working so hard?
What work are you doing, bro?
Why are you so tired?
You know what I'm up doing.
What are you doing?
Don't worry what I'm doing.
You would ask what I tell you what you're doing if you want me to tell you what you're doing.
That's instead of what I'm up doing.
Okay.
He's a hustler.
Get to that paper, yeah?
That's what we call it.
My guy.
That's it, you get me?
Hustling them jeans.
You're dumb.
I'm a hustler, babe. I just want you to know. Yeah, no, I'm going to be honest. There's not many things I can consume. But for me, with my diet, like if I... So with caffeine, like I can only have a certain amount of caffeine. Like I know the amount of caffeine I can have before it starts to fuck me up. So I love Turkish tea. I didn't know Turkish tea was full of caffeine. And 1 week, yeah, I was like, my stomach is killing me. What's going on? Where I had a pot of Turkish tea. You know, you're sitting there Googling what's wrong with your stomach while drinking this Turkish tea. And then the girl I was seeing at the time was like, you know, there's caffeine in there. And I was like, excuse me?
Oh, so that's why you was drinking Turkish tea.
This is mad to me, bro.
No, I was drinking Turkish tea because I love it.
There's so many things that you just can't eat.
So many things.
Why?
So for me, like, when
it's because there's nothing I can't eat.
Bro, I wish.
I feel like you should eat and see what happens.
Exactly.
Nah, but it doesn't affect me though. That's what I'm saying.
How often do you go to the toilet?
I genuinely.
What do you mean?
How like, often do you go regularly?
It depends on how much I eat.
No. You're supposed to go to the toilet at least. Yeah.
You're supposed to shit a forearm a day.
A day, yeah.
Yeah, I shit once a day.
On a daily basis?
It depends on how much I eat.
No, on a daily basis, regardless of what you eat, that's what's supposed to happen.
It doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. Because, for example, if you're not eating as much, if you go through a detox, for example, sometimes I don't eat, it depends on, I'm just trying to think. Like, I go through periods where sometimes first thing in the morning I'll eat porridge, whatever, but then sometimes I like to like space it out. So I'm like, today I'm not going to eat till about 1. Let me just give my body time to digest.
You ate yesterday, no?
What do you mean?
Did you not have food yesterday?
Yeah, but it depends on the time.
It still has to come out your system.
Yeah, but my thing is, for example, there's times where like if I'm going to gym and I'm like, I'm trying to eat like 4 or 5 meals a day, then it's mad. Like toilet is just twice a day. Like it's mad.
Twice a day is mad?
No, because I don't eat 4 to 5 meals a day like that.
You might not go twice a day anyway.
How often are you supposed to go to the toilet? I'd say maybe.
Like, what's the?
There's no amount of time.
For me, I'd say maybe if you, you know what I mean, two, three bowel movements a day, depending on how you eat.
Yeah, but you're forgetting. You eat a lot.
But one bowel movement a day is concerning.
Look, so.
No, I don't think it is.
No one has a perfect cadence for pooping, but the average healthy person poops at least once or twice per day.
Exactly.
For me, bro, literally, like, I'm doing 6. Because of my stomach, like literally, like I struggle.
I'm not gonna lie to you. If I'm going to the toilet 6 times a day, I'm dialing back how much I'm eating.
For me, it's not even about how much.
Six times a day,
for me,
bro.
What I'm eating.
That's a waste of time, man.
No, no.
That's
a waste of time.
Six times.
But my thing is, it's not by, like, it's not right. So my body's not working properly. My stomach is not working properly. That's why I'm going to the toilet.
Have you
so
had
much.
Any tests on your belly now?
I have tests that are scheduled.
Oh, you're waiting for them.
Yeah, so we're literally going to have to do
bro,
that.
Bro, but can you just drop the wine,
bro? Bro, that's not, don't do anything. Come on, man. Stop it.
Bro,
brother, I'm telling you, bro.
We're concerned.
Just drop the wine.
We're concerned. Do you know what it is? Because remember, if you've got so many things wrong with your belly, yeah.
Why is it helping?
And I'll tell you right now.
In terms of alcohol and that, dial down on that completely.
I will tell you now. So at the moment, literally.
And that's not even good wine that you're drinking, bro.
This is Magnum.
That's tonic wine.
100%. So I'll tell you now. Since I got back to
that's not even like, you know when you go to a restaurant and the brother brings
it's
it out
bubbly.
And they bring
the
good, they bring the good wine. That's not the good wine, bro.
Tonic wine is different in itself. So since I came back from Dubai, when I was in Dubai, I'd say I probably drank more or less every day. Now the only day of the week I drink is when I'm here, when I'll have a Magnum, like throughout the week, which is why I've been leaning out. You've not seen me drink it. I'll tell you that for a fact. Since I was going to say
I've seen you post beer.
Since I've been back from Dubai.
No, I don't know the time. I'm just...
Yeah, but you've seen me pause beer before. I've been back for a month and I'll only have one or two of these every week. Like, having two Magnums now is probably the most amount of alcohol I've had since I've been back from Dubai.
I get what you're saying, but I'm saying in terms of alcohol, you know that when you have like...
But I know my triggers. This isn't one... Of all the things, literally, if I was to just have this, I'm telling you, like...
No, but that's like Taylor said, I'm drinking water. I'm like, cool. But if you're drinking tap water, I'm like, bro, like, it's water, but not the best water you can drink.
The miffiest, yeah.
That is the tap water
but
of wine.
I say, no. But I know what you're saying, but it doesn't affect me in that way. I don't know what's in it. I know, bro. Like, literally, like,
You're saying you're doing tests on your stomach because you don't know.
Brother, no.
But you're drinking.
This arrogance is level, bro.
Bro, it's not a level of arrogance,
When it's saying me, I'm being stuffed
bro,
in the pot.
I'm telling you, man, bro.
You're moving like Marvin Abbey right now.
All I'm telling you is, because I've struggled with the issues I have with my stomach, this ain't new. This isn't something new. I can tell you, like, I know what affects my stomach in terms of, when it comes to alcohol, initially people would say, oh, if you have this, and I was like, I know if I drink alcohol, it doesn't have that effect. If I go out there and I'll eat certain things, it will have that effect on me. This is one of the things that doesn't. But I know the things that fuck my stomach.
I hear what you're saying, but I think what collectively perhaps we're saying is because there is a multitude of issues.
But this ain't one of them.
That are interlinked. Mm-hmm. We're not sure what the impact of the Magnum may be because we cannot isolate the Magnum away from the other triggers unless you're just waking up and drinking Magnum all day every day.
Because of that,
on a blood test the other day, you know, like when it tells you the foods you can't eat, and there's I think it's red, amber, green. So green is what you can eat and there's no problem. Amber, you can eat it. But
it might fuck you up.
But you won't notice it'll fuck you up. You won't notice it, but it's not good for you. Red is, when you have this, you blow or your body, something happens. So I'm saying this could be an amber that like, it's doing something to you, but maybe. You can't see. That's what I'm saying, but the ambers lead on to the reds.
Maybe, but all I'm saying is I've had situations where I can drink a Magnum, go, you know what I mean? Like, especially when I do. So I have times where I don't have flare-ups. When it comes to my stomach, where I've got my diet dialed down to a science, where I just have bland food and it absolutely sucks. The best time I think I've had with my stomach is when I'm just literally eating steak. Where if you just eat steak and nothing else,
when
no
did
seasoning,
this, when
no
did
nothing.
This start?
I've had stomach issues for over 10 years. Like,
oh, swear.
But it's just gotten progressively worse.
Because
now I've reached a point now where it's unbearable.
So you've had to seek. Because
Taser's lactose intolerant, right?
Are you? I'm lactose intolerant.
So that's black people. We're not lactose intolerant. We have no business drinking cows.
So you know that. We're not baby cows. You know, all right, cool. That's me. But it's like, that's it, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. But your thing is different. It's like, that is like, all right, let me just stay away from milk and I'm calm.
Yeah.
Your one, it could be anything.
Anything, no. But I know that anything's because of how long I've been dealing with this. That's I know certain mad. Things that will fuck me up and I know certain things that won't. And then I also have certain times where I'm like, okay, I'm eating XYZ and I'm like, I'm not sure what in this group of things is fucking me up now. That's the problem with my stomach. So I go through phases where I can eat things that I usually eat and now it's fucking me up. So before, you know what I mean? It's like when you go through your elimination diet, for most people, it works where you're like, I know it's this, 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 and this.
Wait, say that again?
Elimination diet.
It's called a FODMAP diet. So when you think that you've got IBS, they'll basically put you on a FODMAP diet. And the FODMAP diet has certain foods that are triggers. Mm-hmm. And you basically go through this map and then you get rid of everything and then you slowly reintroduce. Mm-hmm. And as you reintroduce it, you figure out
what triggers you and what doesn't.
And then when you blow or something happens, you're like, oh,
then
this
you know it's
then
that
you can,
one. And then
you can
pull it up.
This, you're like, this.
How do you know it's
this,
not the Magnum?
Because I've been, bro, when I was like, I've been drinking and doing this for so long that I know what fucks me up.
I think what he's basically saying is, I don't care
that I'm not medically
trained.
No.
In my head, the Magnum's fine.
No.
And like, I'm not trying to hear what you lot have got to say.
For me, it's not even that, bro.
I like this drink.
It has nothing to do with
drinking
the pain. Like when I say the pain and the pain and the issues that I go through when this happens, trust me. If it was this, I wouldn't. Like, when I say this, certain times, bro, where I'm like, I cannot leave my house because I'm like, the amount of time I have to spend on the toilet when this shit happens, I'm like, I can't go nowhere. Like, it's that bad. So if it was this, I'll tell you right now, I wouldn't.
Don't go anywhere.
I can't. No, literally. To the point where I was like, you lot know I'm on community service or whatever. I had to call them up and I was like, I can't come.
You're on community service?
Yes, I am. This long story. We'll talk about it. You know what I mean? But I was like, I can't go because my stomach issues, essentially, to the point where the lady was like, we can recommend, you know what I mean, a curfew and tag. I was like, hey. I ain't say I'm not coming completely. I ain't say all of that. Don't do that. You know, like, don't do that. But again, my stomach is so bad, there's times when I just can't do regular people.
We got to wrap up.
Yeah, you man can't drink tea.
I can drink tea.
With cow's milk.
No, really? I can't drink tea because it has caffeine.
You know, I made almond milk the other day in my yard.
What, from scratch?
It's not even hard.
Almond water.
Nah, because when I
put it in the blender, squeeze it.
Nah, you get, you know, like you get peanut butter, you can get like almond butter like that, which is 100% almonds. Put in water. And I put honey in there to make it sweeter. Just blend it. And that's it. And then I bought a glass jar from Amazon.
You have the cloth.
No, you don't need the cloth because you're not draining the almond. The almond's already like peanut butter. So you put that in water.
Ah, so that's pre-made.
Then you put water. Yeah, pre-made. And you put water in and you just grind it up. Done.
I can't drink almond milk. It fucks my stomach up.
Jesus.
You know,
I feel like I what I've learned from the pod today is that you lot all need an MOT because you lot are falling apart.
I'm right.
You're anemic. We've been here.
I have peace and go to bed.
But you're anemic.
No,
you have anemia.
Let's. Oh yeah. Did you answer the question where to find?
If I had anemia, I would have gone to bed straight after the swimming lesson.
Yeah, but you're getting there.
I would have said to the car.
You might sleep in the car when you leave here.
No.
Brent might find you outside his house tomorrow morning. No. You might be on tomorrow's episode of Next Day After.
That's the next day after.
But I was walking to the studio. Yeah, I was here.
Yeah, because you slept fucking outside.
Today I'm going to sleep sweet. No.
Let us know how you feel tomorrow.
I should be
and
all
right. If you're still actually on going swimming.
No,
100%. And if you're on it, I think we should put
you
like,
ain't never
yeah,
seen this
we should put
again.
Together like a little group. So yeah, if people are interested, tell them to shout you and then we can put a group together.
You ain't seen him.
But in terms of where you can find the documentary, it's on Netflix's YouTube channel,
yeah.
Which is called Netflix Still Watching. So not on the paid subscribers like Marvin thought it was. No, you won't find it there. And it's called Black Stroke. And it's two separate words. But yeah, we need to get the viewers up. We need to get black people swimming.
Yeah.
And just start, man. Yeah.
Don't search Black Stroke on Google. Search it on YouTube.
Well, Black Stroke and Netflix on Google, you'll find it.
And also, what we'll do is on Friday, we'll just post it on the page with the link as well. So, in the story. So, you'll see it. And that's it. Boom, bang. But thanks for coming through.
Yeah, love, man.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for the lesson as well.
Well, thank Harley. It was his time.
I'm not going to lie to you. I've put it on my story. Listen, I've got so many messages. It's mad.
You were getting rinsed on your story for wearing that hat though. Yeah, I was crying.
But the one of the things, you know, like, she gave me the hat. She was like, I've got these hats. Try it on. I said, yeah. I just, but
it came goes, with the vibes.
It goes with the look. People don't, that's what I'm saying. Look smart, play smart. That's what my coach used to say. Swim smart, be swim in it. You get me?
Be swim.
Yeah.
And it worked, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he killed it.
It wouldn't have been the same if I had no hat on.
See? Shout out Tox, man. Changing lives.
A book out. We're out.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser Black.